Well, praise the Lord, and let's just go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, we just thank you so much for this day that you have made. We thank you, Lord, that we are able to rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Father, for giving us your word, Lord. And as I was about to just say, your word is conditional. We have to do our part because the word of God in 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves in prayer and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin and heal their land. Father, so we thank you that when we do what we're supposed to do, and we do all we can do, you are there, Lord. And we thank you that you are a prayer-answering God. We thank you, Lord, for giving us this opportunity to gather here on this Tuesday morning. We thank you for the founders of this call, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts. We thank you that they hearken diligently to your voice, O God, and that this call is going on now for 6 years in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the D.A. de Leon family and how you have blessed them with products, O God, that are just so nourishing and just so helpful to so many in so many different ways. Father, we ask that you will bless Dr. P.K. Robson, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and the entire D.A. de Leon family beyond measure, Lord. Oh, Father, we ask you continue to wrap them in your love, Lord, and give them guidance and wisdom in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the people who will bring the word of God that we know is going to be ever so timely this morning. Father, we thank you that that word is going to enrich, enhance, and empower us as believers as we go out about our day today. And Father, we thank you that we will not hold that word to ourselves or we will share it. Now, Father, bless the speaker indeed. You know what they need. You know what they stand in need of, Lord. But Father, we ask for blessings overtake them, Lord. And Father, that favor overtakes them in the name of Jesus. And not just them, but their entire family. Father, whatever their hands touch today, let it prosper. Now, Lord, we bind Satan in Jesus' name because Satan has no place on this call. So he is vetoed, kicked out in the name of Jesus because you've given us that authority that he is under our feet, him and all his cohorts. And this call will go forth with clarity. We give you praise, O God. Thank you for each and every family member who has joined us. Father, we thank you that you have already ordained their day and that we are walking in favor, we're walking in love, we're walking in peace, and we're walking in the power of the Holy Spirit. And we give you praise and call it done. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I am going to turn the call over to our host as we go out in this God's Word is Timely Tuesday. And as I always say, TMC family, you know I love me some you. God bless you. Host, are you there? Host, are you there? Well, praise.
Good morning, Minister Willa. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. God bless you.
God bless you, and thank you so much, Minister Willa, for sitting and greeting everyone this morning on this wonderful, wonderful Tuesday morning. We give God glory for being awesome in all his ways. And thank you for that powerful prayer this morning. This is Brenda Terrell in Ocean Springs, Mississippi. And I, along with Minister Willa, says good morning to each and every one of you. We thank God for you for joining us this morning on the Master's Call, which we call our telecommunication sanctuary. We're so grateful to God that God has opened up this door where we can all come together and greet each and every one of you. Come together in prayer and with thanksgiving. And I want to say that these two women, the powerful women of God, started this call, and they are Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We're so grateful to God that he has put us over to our host right now. She's going to take over because I'm traveling, and that's Minister Tiffany Lauderdale. Are you there, Minister Tiffany?
Good morning, Minister Brenda.
Yes. Can you hear us? Can you hear us? Is Minister Tiffany there?
I'm going to call her right now. I'm going to see her right now.
Oh, okay. She was calling me, so I thought I was three-waying her in. I call myself merging her in. Excuse us, people of God. We are having technical difficulties this morning, but we give God glory. But I'm going to continue on. This call was started by Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and we give God glory that they have started this call back in 2010, and God has done wondrous things with this great and mighty call. So what we want you to do is just sit back and know that this call started with a prayer, and it's Psalms 88:13, where it says, "To you I have cried out, O Lord, in the morning. My prayer comes before you." And we also want to let you recognize that we are here to enhance, empower, and encourage believers that this is a great way to start their day. So we invite you to invite your family and your friends to join us here on the Master's Call. Now, also, I want to let you know that we have been with a company called Artist International. Artist International, which is Artist Life, has opened up this company with health and wellness, and we're so grateful to God that He has used this company where we can help people around the world as well as around the country with their health and their wellness. Now, what I'm going to do is let Minister Willa Peterson, she says she's going to take over and go on and do the hosting. Thank you for your time and your consideration, and we give God glory for each and every one of you. Minister Willa, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Thank you, woman of God. Take it away.
Well, praise the Lord. So as Minister Brenda was saying, we are a health and wellness company that was founded over 25 years ago by the D.H. De Leon family. And this product that the D.H. De Leon family has come up with is just phenomenal. So if you want to know more about the product, if you want to share this with somebody, you are more than welcome to go to 641-715-3900. And the PIN code is 904-434-POUND. Again, 641-715-3900. And the PIN code is 904-434-POUND. And that is a 24-hour overview call. Now, we are so excited about the upcoming conference. And that conference is going to be held in Miami, Florida, which is October 21st to the 23rd. And we would love it if you would join us there at that conference. And you can go to the registration for it now is $169. And in order to register for the conference, you can go to www.event.artistlife.com. Again, that's event.artistlife.com. And you will find everything you need over there in order to register for the call, for the conference. We are excited also about the morning motivational call, which is held directly after this call. And you can go there by going to 641-715-3865. Again, that's 641-715-3865. And when you go there, just go to PIN code 539-598-POUND. Again, 539-598-POUND. And you will see everything that you will hear everything you need to hear there about enhancing your artist business. Well, we are going to get on now with introducing our voice piece for the morning. And she is my sister from Chicago, Illinois. And her name is Minister Wanda, but I like to call her our Sister Unleashed because she brings it on like none other. I'm telling you, she is so full of the Word of God. She loves the Lord. She speaks His Word. She's very involved in her church where she's a member of Pastor Hinton's church. Well, Pastor Hinton passed away about a couple years ago, if it wasn't last year. But she is a member of Monument of Faith, and my goodness, she just brings it on like none other, as I said before. minister. She's an evangelist Walker, was saved at the age of, well, not going to tell you her age, but anyway, as her personal savior, she accepted the Lord in 1984, and she was filled with the baptism of the Holy Spirit. After her spiritual conversion in 1984, the Lord had a plan for her. And 3 years later, the Lord led evangelist Wanda to Monument of Faith, and I mentioned that under the tutelage of Pastor Henson, and she is currently a member and is an ordained minister. Evangelist Wanda received her ministerial license in the early 1980s. She has an anointing to preach, teach, and help women who have suffered abuse. Evangelist Walker has been working in the women's ministry as the financial secretary, and she is also an assistant Sunday school teacher at Monument of Faith. Evangelist Walker has spoken at retreats and was also a leader of a prayer group. She received her certificate for the School of Prophets from New Global Destiny International World Vision in 2010. Evangelist Walker is also an artist distributor. So it is my pleasure to introduce to some and to present to others my sister, whom I like to call Sister Unleashed, because she is so anointed with the word of God. And it's just always a joy to hear her. Minister Wanda, are you there?
Yes, I am, my sister. Thank you so much. And God bless you. Thank you for that tag. God's word is Timely Tuesday. Thank you for seating and greeting our people as well as hosting. Thank you, Brenda, for hosting as well. God bless you all. I love you all. And may God continue to smile on you today. Thanking the Lord for Pastor V. Thank God for Mother Eagle. Thank God for Dr. P.K. Roberts. Super fantastic. And thank God for each and every one of you. Let us have a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you thanking you and praising you for this day, Lord God. A day we never saw before, a day we wouldn't have seen had it not been for your grace and your mercy. So we thank you on today. Father, we thank you for the Diaz de Leon family, Lord. And we ask that you will continue to have your way with them as well as this company. In Jesus' name. Now, Father, I will move out of the way and you have the right of way. Do what you would like to do. Say what you would like to say in Jesus' name, and I will forever give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. Amen. We're going to go to Psalms 103, starting at the first verse. We're going to read 1, 2, 3. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all our iniquities, who heals all your diseases. Now, bless the Lord. Bless is to speak well of, signifies to praise, to celebrate with praises of that which is addressed to our God, acknowledging his goodness with desire for his glory, to make happy, to wish good to feel grateful to. Now David say, bless the Lord, oh my soul. And God want us to bless him a lot of times we be looking for God to bless us. We always want God to bless us. Bless us with whatever you fill in the blank. Is it a car? Is it a home? Is it material things? Yes, he wants us to have all those things. But what about blessing him and not just looking for what he can give us? Be grateful for him. Celebrate him because he is the one that you want to celebrate. You need to celebrate because we wouldn't be able to celebrate nobody else if it had not been for him. So we want to bless him. We want to let him know how much we appreciate him, how much we adore him, how good he is to us. We want to think about him and not always thinking about what we can get from him. Bless him because he's so worthy to be praised. Talk about his goodness. Think about him. It brings joy to his heart when we bless him. When we bless him for what he has done for us, remember what he has done for you. I remember what he did for me. I remember what he is yet doing, and I bless him for it. Because he is so good and so worthy of all the blessing. I bless him with my whole heart, with my soul, with my mind, my will, and my emotion. Sometimes, you know, our emotions get us in trouble. Because if we go by what we feel, then sometimes we don't feel like blessing the Lord. We don't feel like praising him. We don't feel like talking about his goodness. But then, you know, when you love somebody and you appreciate what they have done for you, even when you don't feel like doing some things, you still do it because he is good, because they've been good. And so even when I don't feel like blessing the Lord, I'm like David. I say, I'm going to bless the Lord at all times, and his praises going to continually be in my mouth, even when things are not going my way and things don't go my way all the time. But it's not supposed to go my way all the time. So therefore, I'm going to bless him when things are going good and when things are going bad. I'm going to send up that yet praise. I'm going to continue to bless him because why? I am blessed to be a blessing. David said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. You know, the way that you think will determine the extent of your future, where you're going, because your mind is your battlefield. And see, that devil, he wants you to think on the negative things. He don't want you to think on the good things. He don't want you to think on how good God is, how great he is, how awesome he is. He wants you to always think about what you don't have and what a person is doing to you. He wants you to think about, just like when you get a headache, your mind going to go directly to, oh, my head hurts. You know, I got this headache. But the Lord said, bless me anyway, remembering that I am the healer. I am Jehovah Rapha. Hallelujah. So that headache that you have or whatever you have, think about you are healed by Jesus' stripes. Then the devil wants you to think about what the boss is doing to you at your job. The boss on your back. Where the boss supposed to be on your back? Because you a child of the king and you letting your light shine and that devil in him is getting mad. So what you think you need to do? You need to bless the Lord and understand that, hallelujah, there's strength and there's wisdom when you let that devil know in every situation, I don't care what's going on. If that boss keep on messing with me, I turn around and have his job if I bless the Lord in spite of everything. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Bless him at all times. Bless the Lord, the second verse said, bless him. He said it again. David said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. We got a lot of benefits, y'all. Hallelujah. We are loaded with benefits. We got power.
hallelujah, to tread on that scorpion, that serpent, and over all the power of the enemy. And he told us that nothing by any means shall hurt us. When he said nothing, he means nothing. Hallelujah, glory be to God. The devil, he come to steal, kill, and to destroy. But that's all right. He's doing his job, and we're doing ours. And ours is to love in spite of what they do. We got the power to tread on that devil and let him know I got the greater one on the inside, and no weapon formed against me shall prosper. We got the power to tread on them demons. Hallelujah. That's one of our benefits. He gave us power. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We got a sound mind, y'all. The devil come to steal, to take our mind, but we don't have to give it to him because we got the mind of Christ. We got to let him know. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You can't take my man. You can't have my man because I got a sound mind, and my mind is stayed on the Lord. So therefore, I have perfect peace. Thank you, Jesus, for your benefits. We got a benefit, y'all. We're going to heaven. Heaven is our goal. Hallelujah. As long as we stand on God's word, because God's word is true. It don't change. He don't change. He stay the same. He's the same today, yesterday, and forever. His word is true. Whatever he said in his word, he will do. He is a healer. He is a deliverer. He is our savior. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He is whatever we want him to be at a particular time. You fill in that blank. What do you need God to be for you, who forgives all your iniquities and heals all your diseases? It's so many diseases going on. You got tuberculosis. You know, you got people that got diabetes, cancer. It's so many diseases, so much sickness in this world. But guess what? He said, I'm Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that healeth thee. I am your healer. I am your deliverer. Hallelujah. What do you need the Lord to be for you? Bless him. Bless him. Bless him. Celebrate him. Glorify him. Extol him. Because in the final analysis, he's the only one that's going to be there for you. When friends run away, when friends say they're going to be with you to the end, when friends always act like you my best friend, but all the time they stabbing you in your back, some of them. So bless the Lord, because he's a friend. He's a friend that stick a closer than a brother. We'll bless you. Psalm 68:19 says, blessed be the Lord, who daily loads us with benefits. The God of our salvation. We are loaded, y'all. We loaded with benefits. We are blessed people. So let us continue to, hallelujah, know that we can bless the Lord no matter what situation or circumstance happens. Because guess what? We know we coming out. We winners. He won for us 2,000 years ago. We're his child. We're God's children. We got a brother called Jesus. Hallelujah. If he for us, who can be against us? Can't nobody be against us if he for us? So, hallelujah, I bless the Lord. I love to bless him. I love to extol him and adore him because he's good just like that. So let's bless the Lord, because what? We're loaded with benefits. We win every single time. If we need healing, he's our healer. If we need finances, he told us he's going to supply all our needs according to his riches and glory. We're going to prosper if we meditate in the word day and night. So we're blessed. So let's bless him in spite of what we go through. God bless you. I love you all. Into the hand of the host.
Praise the Lord. I am just jumping up and down over here. Now you all see why I call her our sister, unleashed by the power of the Holy Ghost. Praise God, and thank you so much Minister Wanda. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Ooh, glory. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Father God, we bless you at all times. As Minister Wanda said, we bless you when we're not feeling well. We bless you when we don't feel like it. We bless you when there are infirmities in our bodies. We bless you, hallelujah. Glory. Woo, glory. Woo, glory. Thank you, Lord. We bless you, Lord, when things in our lives aren't going the way we want. We bless the Lord at all times. And his praise, glory be to God, shall continually be in our mouths. Father, we thank you so much for your servant this morning, for bringing her this way to remind us that in every situation, we bless the Lord. Oh, God, now we ask that you will restore, just continue to fill up Minister Wanda with your virtue. Fill her up with your word. Fill her up with your grace and your mercy. Fill her up with your love. Fill her with favor, oh, my God. Father, bless her going out and her coming in. Father, we thank you so much for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts, oh, God, for just giving us the opportunity to get here. Oh, I'm so full, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, glory. Thank you, Lord, for this. Oh, God, this PMC call. Father, oh, God, bless their going out and their coming in. Keep them in all their ways, Lord. We lift up each and every prayer request that we got during the week. Father, we lift up our dear sister, Eleanor Blackwell. We lift up her babies, oh, God, who are taking massage therapy exams, oh, God. We thank you for favor. And we know that they're blessing you. They're giving you a free praise in the name of Jesus before the exam is even done. Father, we thank you, Lord, for being with our family members and friends who loved ones have gone on to be with you, Lord. Father, we thank you for being with our loved ones and family members who are and friends who are experiencing some kind of a health challenge. Lord, we know that you are the ultimate healer. We thank you, Lord. And now, Lord, we thank you for the Diaz de Leon family, Lord, for continuing to download them and keeping them in the midst of the challenges and the victories in Artists International in their lives, Lord. We thank you. And now, Lord, we thank you for this time together. We give you praise and we call it done. And we will bless the Lord at all times. And your praise, hallelujah, shall continually be in our mouths. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, my TMC family, I know you're going to want to go back and hear that word. So you can go to 712-432-1085, and the PIN code is 957-677-POUND. Again, 712-432-1085, and the PIN code is 957-677-POUND. And if you have a prayer request that we have praised you for, you can go to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net, and you can be sure that we will be praying for you. Again, the New Morning Motivational Call is directly after this call, and you can go there. And I hope I have the right number here. I'm looking at something different, so if somebody has the right number, please come in. But I think it's 712-770-4005, and the PIN code is 1092-94617. Again, 712-770-4005, and the PIN code is 294617. So I take it that's the right number because no one has come in. Again, if you're going to the conference in Miami, Florida, you can go to www.events.artistlife.com to register. Again, www.events.artistlife.com to register. It has been a privilege and a pleasure to be with you this morning, my TMC family. I am now going to call our minister with a message back to give us our closing benediction. And as I said earlier, you know I love me some you. Minister Wanda, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister. Thank you. God bless you, Willa. Now, to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory and exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Go out. Hallelujah, and have a blessed day, and know that you're loaded